pray for. The grace to pray for. Let it fall upon me tonight. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray to God. Lord, I don't want to end this year the way I started it. I don't want to end this year with the level I am now. Lord, let me break forth. Let me break through. Let me break forth. Let me break through. Pray for yourself tonight. That grace to pray for a breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Give me Psalm 61 verse 2. Please listen to me, brethren. There's a level God will take you to that what you are facing now will be nothing. You will now say, Lord, I don't know you are putting me through this for the experience you want me to get. The Bible says, except from the end of the head, will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Do you remember that? When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. When God leads you to the rock that is higher than you, things become easy for you. You begin to see people beyond the way they see you. I want you to cry to God. Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. The remaining days of this year, the remaining month of this year, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to cry to God. Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Likabra koto yegegede. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Lead me to the rock. Marombra katole gegegede. Pray for yourself. Lead me to the rock. That rock that is higher than me. Lead me to the level that is higher than where I am now. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself tonight. There's a rock that is higher than you. That rock is Jesus. When he lead you, you cannot fail. When God lead you, you cannot falter. When God lead you, you cannot miss the way. Ask God, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Pray for yourself. Cry to him. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. That rock that is higher than me. Lead me to that rock tonight. Lord, this level, I am tired of this level. I am tired of this level. Give me the grace to break through. Give me the grace to break forth. Pray for yourself tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pray this prayer. I know we are fasted. And I know many of you are looking up to something big. You are going to pray, Lord, show up in my life before the end of this year. Lord, show up in my situation. Lord, show up in my life. Show up in my circumstances. Say with me, my Lord and my Father. Say, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. As I pray tonight, Lord, show up in my case. Show up in my situation. I am tired of where I am. Lord, show up. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself tonight. Lord, show up in my situation. Show up, oh God. Baba, show up. Baba, show up. Baba, show up. When you show up for Zechariah, he had a baby. When you show up for Debbie, he became king. Lord, show up in my situation. Lord, show up tonight. Pray to God before the end of this year. Lord, show up in my life. Before this year closes, Lord, show up in my situation. Show up, oh God. Malikete brokoto yegegede. Show up in my life. Cry to him. Cry to him. Lord, show up in my situation. Show up in my situation, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, I was singing one song. It was like speaking in tongues. He said, Oba okun soro okunbo alagbara ni. O nipa lori ohun gbogbo to da. He said he spoke to the sea. The sea understand. He had power over everything he created. You are going to cry to God. Lord, you have power over every man and woman around me. Lord, begin to add and subtract in my life now. Let me explain what I mean. Lord, the people that we do, that we make me, add that to me. People wasting my life, Lord, subtract them. You understand? Lord, begin to add and delete. Begin to add and delete. Anyone that will slow me down this year, Lord, delete them. Anyone that will increase me, Lord, add them. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, you can speak to the sea. The sea will hear. You have every power over every of your creation. Lord, add to me this year. Lord, cut me to Parioluwa Dabilon. Cry to God. Before this year runs out, Lord, add quality men to my life. Delete the time wasters. Delete those that are not supposed to be in my life. Cry to him. Men of timbers and caliber. Men that you have ordained to change my life. Add them to me, oh God. Add men to me, oh God. Quality men. Before this year runs out, Lord, change my story. Turn my life around. I must break forth. I must break forth. Cry to him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there's this saying, if you have five stupid friends, automatically you are what? You are stupid. If you have five rich men as your friend, you are number six rich man. You reflect the association you belong to. Eh? The people you surround you with will determine who you are. Don't tell me they don't influence me. They have influence on you either negatively or positively. You are going to pray, Lord, before this year runs out. Lord, rearrange my association. Rearrange my relation. Listen to me. God will speak to some people before this week runs out. You will go through your phone. You will begin delete. The Holy Spirit will be leading you to delete. The time wasters. It is when you want to pray, they will call you. It is when you say, let's go to church, they will tell you there is a club meeting somewhere. The money you're supposed to use to do something good, they will tell you there is actually a B. You are going to cry to God. Lord, this year is going to arrange an end. Rearrange my association. Rearrange people around me. Anyone that's supposed not to be around me, oh God, separate us. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Rearrange my, Lord, rearrange this church, Lord. Rearrange this church, oh God. Rearrange our association. Rearrange people around us, Lord. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Prepare yourself. Rearrange it, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Before I bring the man of God to speak to us tonight and to lead us in prophetic declarations, I want you to pray one prayer. You will ask God sincerely, please, everyone. Lord, do one thing that will lead to one thing, that will lead to another thing, that will make me before the end of this year. Pastor, the day one toast a woman that will change his life, is that one thing? Do you get what I'm saying? From that one thing, it become one thing. The man's smile will begin broader. And there are people who come into your life. I'm not talking of relationship. I'm talking of so many things. There are people who will come to your life. Your life will become broad. There are people you associate with. Everybody want to be your friend. Lord, do one thing that will lead to one thing. What led David to become the king? What led David to become king? Saul made mistake. Abi, who allowed David or Saul to make mistake? Is it not God? One thing that will lead to one thing. Do we understand it tonight? Are we ready to pray? Please, I beg you with the mercy of God, pray this prayer. And don't be scared though. If before the end of this week, somebody you love so much does call you and say, don't talk to me again. Pick the phone and say, thank you, sir. God has answered your prayer. Anew. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. As I pray tonight, do one thing in my life that will turn my life around. One thing that will lead to another thing, that will bring the positive out of me, that will bring the glory out of me, that will bring the blessing out of me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself tonight. I want you to pray for yourself tonight. Lord, do that one thing that will change my life. That one thing that will turn me around. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. You need that one singular thing. You need that one singular thing that will change everything about you, that will turn everything around. You need it. You need it. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Makambro teke teko to. Ibra da dogo to. Let the tunda ya gada da da da. Ibra gede gede. Let toya baya gada. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. That one thing that will lead to one thing. That one thing that will lead to my breakthrough. Lord, do it tonight. Lord, do it tonight. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Likatu yaga dodogede. One thing that will change my life. One thing that will change my story. One thing that will turn things around me. Do it tonight. Pray for yourself. One thing, oh God. That one thing that will turn things around me. That one thing that will turn things around me. That one thing, that one thing. That one thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Song. But before the choir lead us to 3 minute fast song, please pray this prayer. One thing that will lead to another thing. David ran into into the, where they call it, into Adullam. And the rejected men begin to come to him. Can I shock you? David was nobody when he went there. But by the time they all came out, they became mighty men of David. Can somebody pray one prayer? I am particular about somebody meeting you this year and turning things positively for you. You are going to pray, Lord, orchestrate my step this year. Orchestrate my step. Lead me this year. I refuse to walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Listen. Hold on, boys. Let me slow. You know, there's one song he said, Isa, let it sue me. I am tired of the low level. There is enjoyment. There is peace. There is glory at the top end. Say with me, my father, take me from where I am to where I'm supposed to be. Lord, I am tired of this level. Change my story. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Thank you. Lord, we give you all the glory. We are exalted. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Please listen to me before I bring the man of God down. Between now, listen to me and listen attentively. Between now and the 17th of December. Between now and 17th of December, somebody here will collide with the pathway of glory. Somebody here will meet with its helper. And you will know God visited you in these 2 days meeting. Listen, I have said you know, I will not say what God has not put in my spirit. I had God clearly before 17th of December. Something unique, something glorious, something massive, something that will turn everything around in your life. We meet you in the name of Jesus. I want you to please tune into the frequency of God tonight. This man of God, my part with him was orchestrated by God. It was not ordinary. You know, when God ordained something, the way it happens, you can't explain it. The way God explains things, you cannot explain it. But I can tell you, it carries his presence. His words are heavy. Tune in to the frequency of God tonight. Because something is about to change in your life. Something will happen. Oh, something will happen. Oh, let's say, when last did we do a revival like this? A long time. It's not that I don't want to do revival. If the time is not right, don't do it. If the time is, anybody who has belonged with me, we are not religious. So this church, we are not religious. We go by the move of God. And hear God tonight. Something is about to happen in your life. Without wasting too much time, I want to call our Father in the Lord here tonight. Professor Solomon Godwin, all the way from Grace Prevailing Ministry. Hallelujah.
The rock of my salvation be exalted.
people shall be willing. I don't know who is willing here tonight. I don't know who is prepared. I'm believing God that today I won't go back the way I came. I want us to celebrate God's servant in the house. Celebrate God's servant. Look at him and say, God bless you, sir. You're not asking, say, God bless you, sir. Stretch out your hand and pray for him. Pray from the depth of your spirit. Open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the season of another glory is establishing itself. Oh Lord, at this season that is establishing itself, begin to do greater things upon his life. Because in the day of his power, the people shall be with him. That the glory of the latter shall be better than the former. Open your mouth and talk to God. That the Lord will do something that no man has ever done before. For the glory that the Lord has manifested. In our life, God wants to do something unique in our life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, He that was born but not created. Thank you because you are God. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. God bless you. I want to tell you tonight that God is about to do something greater than you have experienced before. It might be a few minutes we are going to spend, but somebody is going home with a turning around spirit. Somebody is going home with an unusual testimony tonight. And I want to say, God's servant, I bring you greetings, and I love you passionately. And Mama, thank you because God is doing great things through you. And God bless you. Thank you for clapping that you got the revelation. I used to tell them when I'm preaching that when you need to clap, clap, so that even if you're a winch, manage to clap, so that they will not identify your time. Is that okay? Okay. Am I communicating now? Because tonight, every spirit that torments you must give way. Amen. The Bible says by the manifestation of his power, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he went about doing good. Glory be to God. And began to confirm everything that God has spoken. And I want to say today in the name of Jesus, great thing is about to happen in somebody's life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, look at somebody near you and say, get prepared for the supernatural. Get prepared for what God is about to do in your life. I'm not hearing you at all. Get prepared of what God is about to do in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you because you are the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for this time of your revival, this time of your power. We ask you, Lord in heaven, you manifest your power in the life of your people. Tonight, I pray with every expectation, we ask and pray that what they can't do before, the supernatural will begin to do it in their life. I pray in the name of Jesus that something is about to shift and something is about to happen in their life. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you're going to do something unique in somebody's life here today. La kembushina kantele kapushi katali kapushi kata. Le rikese katani kapushi kata. Mambre kasu katani na katuya kasita. Le kesuka kantabushi kata. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, wherever they are fasting their names, whether on a wall, whether on a show wall or a show, wherever it is, today I lift up my right hand of authority and I declare today freedom is coming across your way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Come on, give him praise if you're willing in the house. If you're just happy, give him praise and celebrate Jesus because he's worthy to be praised. Quickly go straight and open with me to Isaiah 60. Isaiah chapter 60, if you will, please. Isaiah chapter 60, if you will, please. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise and shine, for your light has come. I don't know what I'm speaking to you tonight. I'm speaking on the supernatural power to arise. Arise and shine, for thy glory has come. And the glory, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The Lord cannot talk about arise if something has not pulled you down. The Lord cannot talk about something arise if there's not something bothering you, and it's like you have done your best, you have prayed, you have seeked the face of God, and yet nothing seems happening. Tonight there is a force that will make you to arise. Tonight there is a power that will make you to arise. He said, arise and shine. Now when you arise, you will shine. Amen. Whatever has tied you down that has not made you to arise in your career, to arise in the set pace of where you want to be, to arise to your destination of lifting, to arise in your health, arise in the glory of your life. Tonight, get ready. That force and the power of God will take you up. Listen here tonight. There's a limit where your power can go. And when you do the best you can, the Lord will send forth a supernatural to make the difference. And tonight, I'm here for those who have prayed and they're tired. I'm here for those who have done all they could and they're tired. I'm here for those who have said, I have done all I feel I could do. I'm tired. That man at the beautiful gate has been there for a long time. Long, long time. And all you could just, you know, have a recourse, he just took it up. That's life. I'm tired. That's life. And here he is at the beautiful gate. My scripture said, everyone that passed by gives him arm. The arm cannot settle the problem. He was lame. He can't walk. He can't do anything. But here come the supernatural. On the day of his power, the people shall be willing. And at that day, Peter and John, am I right? Were passing by. They've been passing for a long time there, but that was a set time. And while they were passing, my scripture said, they saw the man at the beautiful gate. They called that gate beautiful, but the man is ugly at the gate. They called that gate beautiful gate. They were just at a beautiful gate, but their life is full with sadness. Their life is full with pain. Opportunities at a beautiful gate, but they're like a smelling dungeon in the opportunity. But when they came there, they look at him and they say, look at us. Silver and gold we have none. People have given you silver and gold. Your situation have not changed. People have given you what they can afford. Your situation have not changed. What you need is the supernatural to change your situation. What you need is the supernatural. And they look at themselves, they said, we carry the supernatural that will counter the problem, and then you arise. And then when you arise, you begin to shine. And they said, rise up and walk. Very simple. Rise up and walk. Not more than that. Rise up and walk. Instanter. The power of God went into the bone, shook everything. Now, medical sciences will tell you that this is a supernatural one. Went into the bones, went into the marrow. Come on, give God praise if you will here tonight. Again, went into the bones. Oh my God, somebody is not getting it clear. And the bones began to get strong. And everything began, come on, speak to me here, began to get instanter. The man stood up at the beautiful gate with a beautiful miracle. And things began to happen from that moment. There's somebody here today. Opportunities are there for your life, but things have blocked your opportunity. Testimonies are there for your life, but things has blocked the testimony. Tonight, I'm not saying tomorrow. There's a power here tonight. There's a force here tonight. There's a power in the house here tonight. And I'm speaking to somebody there. I don't know where the situation is. Arise and walk. Arise and let the power begin to happen in your life. Arise and walk. Arise and walk. For the power of God is coming upon you. And the anointing is coming upon you. The Bible says, we shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. It shall be done of my Father who is in heaven. Whatever has been battered in your life, I challenge you, arise and walk. Whatsoever that appears as if it cannot walk, arise and walk. Whatsoever that looks as if it cannot happen again, arise and walk. And the scripture says, arise and walk. And the Bible says, arise and shine. If you arise, you will shine. If you arise, you will shine. If you arise, you will shine. Tap yourself on the shoulder. I will arise and shine. I will arise and shine. I am not moving anymore. I will arise and shine. I'm not confused anymore. I will arise and shine. I am not shaking anymore. I will arise and shine. Come and lift up your hand and give him praise in the house here tonight. I will arise and shine, for my light is come. Whosoever has dimmed your light, arise and shine. Whosoever say you will not make it, arise and shine. Whosoever say your time is up, arise and shine. Somebody here, you will arise and shine. In your marriage, arise and shine. In your job, arise and shine. In every circumstances, arise and shine. I prophesy, I prophesy, I prophesy, I prophesy, I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost. It shall be well with somebody here. It shall be well with somebody here. Nobody's as I say, it shall be well with somebody here. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and by the power of the Almighty God. Come on, wherever you are, jump up and give him praise. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Sir, that means the glory was already inside, but somebody blocked it. Because he didn't say the glory will come. He said, will now be risen. Risen. Until Jesus rose from the cross, the glory was not manifested. And the glory is inside you. The glory for you to be a champion. The glory for you to be a testimony. The glory for you to be a lifting is inside you. Oh my God. I'm not hearing somebody here tonight. It's inside you. And I'm seeing it happening. I'm seeing it taking place. And tonight, I'm not kidding. Tonight, right now, there's somebody here. You'll find that after tonight, all you have been struggling for. All you have been struggling for. All you have prayed for. All you have asked for, all you have been crying for, all you have been telling yourself, how can this be? How will you do it? All you have been saying, there is a force coming here tonight. There is a testimony coming here tonight. He will do what he says he will do. He is God at all times. He is God in all circumstances. I lift up my hand and I tap my feet on the floor. I speak to that individual. Your light has come. Your glory is shining. 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 Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. And he said, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. In verse 2, if you will please. Are you following me tonight? Are you following me? How many of you are ready tonight? Because there's going to be a manifestation of deliverance upon somebody here. Whatever spirit they have imputed in you will go away tonight. Are you ready tonight? We'll fly away tonight. Amen. And some of you, God will mention your situation right where you are. And as he's mentioning them, he's getting them solved. As he's mentioning them, he's rolling them away. Because there is glory about you that the Lord is about to manifest. Amen. Verse 2, it said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and the gross darkness of the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. What does he mean by darkness? shall cover the earth. Now, there's resources in the earth that God has given to you. God has given you resources of the earth. God didn't create you to disgrace you. God didn't create you to embarrass you. God didn't create you. Sorry, he didn't create you for you to have a misfortune. He created you for the fortune he has already kept. He created you. Come on, I'm not hearing you tonight. In his wisdom, he made all things beautiful for you are created. And that's why he looked at man. He said, behold, you are beautiful. You look like me. And so if you look like me, you will not suffer like me. If you look at me, you will not beg bread like me. If you look at me, come on, speak to me here. Then the glory that he gave to us will not be attractive for men to see. You are not meant to be less attractive. You are meant to be attractive spiritually. You are meant, come on, speak to me. You are meant that wherever you go, there is this grace upon you that people are attracted to. There is this grace upon you that people see, because they see the glory of the manifestation upon your life. And that's why the scripture, that's what he did. He did it so that the glory that we are going to have will not be resisted. But here he said, for behold, darkness. Come on, can you correlate verse 1? Arise and shine, for the glory of God is risen upon you. Then in verse 2, he said, look at it here. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. He didn't stop there. He said, gross darkness, the people. What does that mean? It means when Satan was thrown down, he's the darkness himself. So he covered the earth. He didn't say it will cover the inhabitants of the earth. He said it will cover the earth. And that's why Satan boasted. He said, I'm going to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's what I've come to do. And when he was coming down, the scripture recorded it, that some fell on the sea. Is that not true? You're not getting me tonight. Some fell on the sea, some fell on the earth, and some hanged in the little sphere, in the second heaven where Satan himself dwelt. And in those places, he was in control. Now, in the water, he was in control of the marine kingdom. And so what does he do? If he wants to punish you, am I right? He comes with the spirit of the marine kingdom. And the spirit of the marine kingdom is a darkness and gross darkness. And he will look at you and say, well, I am going to infect you with the marine kingdom. You will not get married. And even if you marry, you will not have children. And even if you have children, it will be a problem. I'm going to cover you with darkness. You're not getting what I'm saying at all. Now the spirit that manifests from that place. Now, it's a spirit of the Asmodee. I'll give you an Asmodee spirit. Oh, my God. I thought these people are in the church tonight. I'll give you the Asmodee spirit. You'll be attractive, but they will not marry you. I'll give you the Asmodee spirit. You're not getting me here tonight. You will look good as a young man, but you cannot be able to be attracted into any female that will make your life good. And he said, that is the spirit in the marine kingdom. It's a terrible, dangerous spirit in the marine kingdom. For the marine kingdom, they manifest what they call the levitation spirit. They manifest the spirit of attraction unto sedition and destruction. In the marine, come on. In the marine kingdom, they make what they call a trade of an exchange of glory. In the marine kingdom, you are sold out in a marketplace of unrecognition. In the marine kingdom, they ask you that since we have casted you this way, you will be good to yourself, but you'll never be useful to society. That is the spirit in the marine kingdom. In the marine kingdom, glories are exchanged. In the marine kingdom, they package you and they make sure that all you have wished for yourself is destroyed in the marine kingdom. That's why in the marine kingdom, there is a gang up in the marine kingdom and a soul out in the marine kingdom. It said, darkness shall cover the earth. Listen carefully. And then you come upon the earth, you call it the witchcraft kingdom. In the earth of the witchcraft kingdom, your destiny is sold out. How is it sold out? It is covered without recognition. Am I speaking? The Bible called the bewitching spirit. And that's where you see the occultic manifestation. And that's where you see that blood are exchanged into the selling kingdom of the people. Oh my God, I'm not hearing you at all. And I see where you see people making some level of agreement with the slitting of a blood and exchange of a problem. Listen carefully. In the witchcrafty kingdom, am I speaking to somebody here? You can inherit the problem of somebody else by only one night of sin. The Bible says, one night of enjoyment in David, many years of sorrow. There's going to be exchange. Oh my God in heaven. Oh, my Father in heaven. There's going to be a set out in the witchcraft kingdom. You are marketed while you are alive. You can be alive but not relevant. You can have a certificate but not marketable. You can have everything you have done but nothing is working. In the witchcraft kingdom, you have a witch, but the witches will not allow your wishes to come to pass. In the witchcraft kingdom, nobody is speaking to me here tonight. I feel somebody should please talk to me. At least somebody should please call upon. And Bible says, and you shall call upon the name of the Lord. In the witchcraft kingdom, you will give birth to children. But the children have been sold out before they are given birth to. In the witchcraft kingdom, I'm not hearing somebody here tonight. In the witchcraft kingdom, they will manufacture people to come across you who are not destined to be part of your lifting. In the witchcraft kingdom, there's an exchange of currency that tie your business down. In the witchcraft kingdom, they come and they give you the money. As far as you touch the money, everything in your life ceases to manufacture. In the witchcraft kingdom, you see anxiety to make it at the expense of somebody's death. In the witchcraft kingdom, somebody will demarket your life and then speak evil about your destiny. And people begin to avoid you and you have no voice to speak at all. In the witchcraft kingdom, oh my God in heaven here tonight. In the witchcraft kingdom, they will sell you and yet you are walking on the street. In the witchcraft kingdom, you sleep and you have been manufactured unto the other kingdom. In the witchcraft kingdom, oh my God, nobody's hearing me now. That is the manufacturing grade they do in the witchcraft kingdom. And the Bible says, and great darkness of the people upon the people. But here is the last one. You talk about the astro magic number 333. You talk about the Dadaic spirit 444. You talk about the end time spirit 666. You talk about the misfortune spirit 777. You talk about the end time spirit 999. And listen carefully. And they manufacture for what they call the Bermuda Triangle. When they carry your case and they report your case in the second heaven where Satan officially dwells, and they report that case there. That was where they reported the case of Daniel. As great as Daniel was, he said, the Bible said, the moment he prayed, that God has answered his prayer. He said, but there is this witch of Persia controlling the second heaven. And then the Bible said, as righteous as the man is, there was an entrance to the immediate answer. And he has prayed, that thing has entered heaven. Why the answer was, the Bible said, my prayer is like a two-edged sword. Pierce is asunder, destroys the marrow. The scripture said, as the answer was coming, the prince of Persia stopped that thing there. That could be delayed, but I'm going to have power upon Mount Zion. Are you here? That's why he said, if the righteous be scarcely saved, where will the ungodly be? He said, for the prayer of the righteous. And the scripture said, am I speaking to somebody here? Now, in that second heaven, there was a sword and the withdrawal. And Satan said, no, I will frustrate you. That man was still in the den of lions. And he was wondering, I've done no wrong. I've been with the faith. I've done all I can do. Why is it that I'm not getting an answer? But scripture said, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Then when God saw it, there's a delay. You are here. You have been living right. You have been doing all what God asked you to do. But you don't know why there's a delay. 1 year delay. 2 years delay. 3 years delay. 4 years delay. And to some, 10 years delay. No matter the country you travel to, the delay will continue until deliverance has taken place. And so the delay is there on that place. The case is on the Bermuda Triangle. That's where you see these people operate. They call themselves Joseph Oyinbo. They call themselves, what do you call them? Gumaraji. They call themselves Olumba Olumba. Whatever name they call themselves, that we are God ourselves. These are direct representatives from the Bermuda Triangle. And then you see them there and they worship them. And the case of this man was there. But glory be to God. My scripture said, even though the case was there, he was still praying in the den of lions. There were, the lion's mouth was shut, but that answer will come. But the scripture not said, even if he delays, it must surely come to pass. Even if he tarries, it must surely come to pass. I'm not hearing somebody here at all. Are you here? Your case is in the Bermuda Triangle. And your case has been delayed. You are working for God. You are serving God. And you don't know why things have not been responded. Upon Mount Zion shall deliverance come. And the children of God must possess their possession. And the Bible says while he was praying, he released Angel Michael, the archangel. He said, you go to that second heaven. You dislodge that second heaven. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth that he went about doing good and healing those who are oppressed of the devil. For God is with him. And the scripture said when Michael got there, he said, Satan, release him. Release that prayer. Release that prayer. Oh my God. Somebody should be alive here. Release that prayer. And Satan can't do anything wrong when commanded by heavens. And then he has to release the prayer. And then Jeremiah said, the moment you pray, the moment you pray, the moment you pray, God has answered you already. God has given the answer already. He said, but the Prince of Persia will let me. You are here tonight. If your case is in the water, you must get deliverance today. You don't get what I'm saying here tonight. If your case is on the earth, you must get deliverance today. Are you getting me here tonight? If your case is in the Bermuda Triangle, you will get your case here today. Oh my God. And that's why I say, finally, my brethren, put on the armor of the Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness. You are getting me here tonight. And my scripture said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, 10, 11, he said, for God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. And the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, whether on earth, underneath the earth, or in the heaven, every knee must bow. There is somebody here today, there is a name bigger than a name. There is a name bigger than a name. That name is Jesus. He will do it for you here tonight. Who will pray, manifestation will come. Who will pray, testimony will come. Who will pray, glory will come. Lift up your hands and open your mouth and begin to speak here. And say, Lord, begin to manifest. Open your mouth and begin to speak. Lord, manifest your power. Maleke suketa na baba. Makatatatatelebo. Lebreke suketa. Makerebo. Leketeketeketete. Makerebo shekete. There is a manifestation. There is a manifestation. There is a manifestation. There is a manifestation of the power of God. There is a manifestation of the power of God. It's happening here tonight. It's happening here tonight. It's happening here tonight. There is a manifestation of the power of God. It's happening here tonight. It's happening here tonight. It's happening here tonight. It's happening here tonight. That is a manifestation. It's happening here tonight. Terrible shikata. Terrible koshekataraba. Le breke seketeya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That is the manifestation. That is the manifestation. In Jesus' name we pray. Go back to that Isaiah 60. We're about to pray. And I want somebody to get ready here because you're not going back home to say. Somebody here that said, no, you're calling. The Lord is heavier than what you're planting. You are dropping that load here. I'm not hearing you here at all. You are dropping that load here. You are dropping that load here. And there's somebody here, almost all the money you make here, you send it home because there's a disaster in the house. And then all the money you earn here, you are sending it home because you just have to save somebody. And you are so frustrated. You don't know what to do anymore. Now we are going to pray. The hand of the Lord will travel. And that person will be healed. And God will start doing something great in your life. I thought that amen is getting my God's attention. But the scripture said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. I love that. For the Lord will arise upon thee, and the glory, that means your glory, will be seen upon thee. Can I share one or two testimony? And we're going to pray. Are you ready for that? And then we're going to pray. Listen carefully. In one of those days like that, he was praying. You know, and the Lord just began to speak. And so there was somebody in the congregation. It was a program like this. And I said, there's somebody here. That's your sister. And that sister happens to be the one helping everyone in the family. You know, that's the only one that had reason to assist everybody. But now she was on admission, and then she was having liver and kidney problem at the same time, on dialysis in the hospital. And so I said, there's somebody there. Your sister is in the hospital, and then everybody in the family is tired. Everybody is fed up. They've given up. And you know how much it is to do dialysis every day. And I said, that person there, can you just connect with the person? Then go out and give a phone call. And then they should just raise water and let's pray. And then we pray. And then I just prayed from here. And then I said the person should take the water. And this is a live testimony. And then the person took the water. And there was somebody near the bedside. And hear the story. That was the end of kidney. That was the end of liver. I'm not kidding. I'm telling you live testimony. And then the doctor there began to wonder what has happened here. This person had been here for a period of time. And that was how the doctor himself connected and began to believe God. This lady is alive till today. And she has given birth to more children till today. Are you here? God can do what he says he will do. Now, sir, before I came down, a life testimony took place. As if a woman like that, and then she was sick. And I'm sure they will be hearing me now. She was quite sick. You know, keep getting dry. She's gone. You know, when Satan is in somebody's matter, even machine will not detect it. And so they've checked everything. Nobody could say what is going on here. What actually is the problem? She keeps getting lean. People were asking. Every day she falls sick. What is the issue? And then prayer was made. Another prayer was made just like this. Listen carefully. You know, it's just going to be stressless power of a miracle.
Amen.
And then I said, that woman, I said, I pray for you. Whatsoever is driving you, may the Lord have an encounter with you. That tonight, there must be an encounter.
Amen.
And then a miracle took place. Are you listening? She went, and this is authoritative. She just went to the toilet, and if you see what came out, it's unimaginable. So big and looking scary out of that woman's body. And then when they brought it and they were showing, people were screaming everywhere. Somebody will have done that. In one of the prayers we are praying, life in my presence, somebody vomited a war gecko. And after that, a war gecko that is still alive. And after that, miracle took place. Something is going to happen here. Why? Calm yourself down. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Whatever I'm sharing with you, you're hearing me. That's the testimony I'm sharing with you. It's not testimony of 5-6 years ago. These are current things that God has done. I was traveling, sir, the last time I was traveling. This one I went to a few countries. I was just sitting down. There's a white man that I was sitting with. You could know something is wrong, man. And then we had to move. And the man greeted me. We shared, but you could see he was struggling. And I just told him, can I pray for you? I help you to carry his load. We are moving into and got connected flight together. So we do expect. I lay hand and I pray with him. God is contact and everything. I never knew he was going for operation. There's a level God empowers you with power and holiness and authority. When you vomit a word, even the devil bow down to that word. And instant to God be the glory. Instant, the man called and said, what I was traveling for and the money to make suddenly was healed on the route of the journey. You are here, miracle is going to happen in your life. There is power in Gilead. God is still working. And you know why? Wherever. See, the enemy can tie you down. I say you will walk like an elephant, but you'll be eating like a rat. The devil can walk you up and make you feel you can never make it anymore. And it just cancels everything he seems doing. But the Bible said clearly, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. He didn't say to thee, he said upon thee. I shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Many times, before the grace comes upon me, you know, I had a good result, but for 8 years, 8 solid years, I've been applying everywhere. Nobody will call me for interview. Nigeria was not bad as at that time. I would apply here, apply. Nobody was calling me. In one of those cases, I told my friend, you know, to escort me into one of the interviews. In fact, I thought God has answered me. I got an interview. I was jubilating that I've gotten an interview. I was serving God well. I was doing everything I could do in the house of God. And so I went for the interview. He escorted me to the interview. We got to the interview, and I hope you understand what I'm talking about. And in that interview, as I was going, the suit I wore, I borrowed it. Honestly speaking, I borrowed the suit. There was a woman in my uncle's been selling in front. Old woman, pretty old woman. I went and met her. I said, woman, give me transport. The woman said, there's a woman. I said, pack everything. And you can know when somebody is selling petty things. And he said, pack everything. In my mind, I said, this woman does not understand. When I come back, I will give you times 50 of what you are giving me. I said, the woman, poor woman, pack everything. And I carried coins for sealing at that time. I said, well, I left. Now hear this story. When we got to the interview section with Doctor, am I speaking here? I sat down, we slept off. Because we were waiting for hours. They were watching us from CCTV. All of a sudden, one man came in. He said, are you all waiting for the interview? I said, yes, 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 yes. I was one that shouted, at least one of you shouted, but when trouble wire you, nobody will teach you how to shout. I said, yes, yes. And then after that, yes, my friend did not talk. And he asked, I said, why are you not talking? And I answered on his behalf. I said, no, he's not coming for the interview. He escorted me. And the man told me to shut up. Shut up your mouth. And he asked him, do you want a job? He said, yes. So we interviewed. I applied. With somebody else that they're interested in. And so we went for the interview. My interview did not even last. When you know you have failed, the interview doesn't last. The minute I entered, the talk called the drama, they said, thank you. Once they tell you, in 3 minutes, we'll reach back to you. You're in trouble. So I left immediately, and my friend was called in. He spent time. When he came out, he was smiling. Me, I wasn't smiling. I asked him, I said, what? He said, they just told me that you are good. You are good. I said, what happened? You went there, they're playing. Me, I was there. He told them, I knew my case is in the Bermuda Triangle. I said, this is not ordinary at all. Am I speaking here? I said, then I began to pray. I closed the door. I never ate for so many days. I said, God, you know, it's not about what you work for. It's about the glory upon your life. It's not about the labor you exert. It's about the glory upon your life. Come on, speak to me if I make sense there. And things began to happen. It was that bad. I never quarreled with my friend. I knew the case is my problem. I knew something was wrong somewhere. Nobody's answering me at all. When the glory never came, I never one day in my life told the woman, how are you? Because the thing happened. The only one person that we spoke to when we were in the former church. And it was the young men. We were all going home together after church. We were all chatting like this in Sunday. The sisters were, listen carefully, the sisters were passing the other side. And the other class, they were going to be serious. They were going to be serious. That sister is going back. Just tell her, greet her. And she said, you taught me what to say. We are bro walking here, we are walking there. So I now said, sister, today I've not vomited everything. I don't know how she knew where we are going. And the sister came and looked at me from the other way. We are like this here. She just said, she looked at me, looked up and looked down. She was correct. I looked to my sandals. He looked at me. He said, like, yeah. I have not, today I've not finished vomiting what I'm saying. He said, I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. My friends who told me, who told me what to say, they left me and they went. I stood there. When the woman looked into that level and you survived, you won't die of time again. It was a bad case. This was my experience. Honestly speaking, we went somewhere. They were to give us a gift. We are finished doing all we are doing. The man just walked up. They wrote my name, on all, the right name on the gift. They came. I said, this is my rosa. I am Bobby. He said, oh, you are Bobby. He said, yes. Then I said, why did not give me even know that young man? So why did they not give me? Did they not write your name? He said, no. But I said, they took my name. He said, they gave it to that man. He said, you wait next time, they will give you your own. My name was on the gift. They gave it to him. I said, sir, this is my name. See, it's my name. See, I brought ID card. The ID card, my photograph has washed up. When your photograph washed up in ID card, it means you have no future. There was no photograph at all. See, today, they didn't give me that thing again. I get that. Am I speaking here? I'm not kidding. It was a bad test. This was the test I was going through. In fact, it came to a point when I was living in Marina with my uncle. Yes, they are hearing the testimony. I was living with him in Marina. They are doctor's quarters. In general, speaking in Marina. That place, before you go to the other high-rise where they have met. So there, Inomocha is very close to that other one. I live with them. Honestly speaking, it came to a point I was tired and fed up. On my own, I went to Sandros. You know Sandros now? Oh, God. We have part of the two punish me and raise me up. They are here again. I get to the and raise me up. But you know Sandros now? That was this became very popular. I went to go to that and collect myself for a doctor. I went and told the man, I am tired. I want to die. You should give me mercy to die. And the man asked me, you want to die? You want to die? I said, don't tell my uncle, I want to die. I was tired of life. I mean, everything I tried to do was not working. I'm the only son. Father died at 13 plus. I mean, there was just no future. And the man said, you want to die? I said, yes. You want to die? I said, yes. He said, no problem. You enter this house. He gave me any drug, the one you are not used to. He said, this drug, enter the toilet. Just take two. If you don't die that evening, wake up by 4, take another two. I said, thank you. I said, that's the way I want to die. Am I speaking here? Am I speaking here? So I went and entered the toilet. I got to me now. And Tita will call me. Daddy, when they call you, you know that you are not. They don't even see future in yourself. And so I entered that place. I drank this. I will die. Instead of dying, I was getting strength and sweat. I said, what is all this? This drug is supposed to make me die. But I was gaining strength and I was sweating until they had to ask me to open the door and keep on sharing another for 3 hours. I went through hell for wanting to die. The man, it was many years after. When God accepted me, I looked at the man, he's not old. I'm not sure when I went back. I said, sir, you remember me? He said, no. I wanted to die. He said, you have died. You will be what you are today. He said, what I gave you was more divine. Tell me, you are not aware. The cup to go to you. Instead of me to die, they made me to live. I went there to thank you, and I took a million to say thank you for keeping me alive. Today, I don't want to die. Am I communicating now? I want to live. Praise God here. Because it's all about God here. Things begin to happen in your life. Today, I'm no more looking for job. We are giving our jobs. Today, we fly everywhere. Today, God is with us. Today, favor everywhere we go. People begin, because in the day of his power, the people shall be willing. Every cobweb or canopy covering your face, I speak to somebody here. You will receive a deliverance here tonight. Everything that said you will not make it, tonight you will receive a deliverance here. The glory of God will come upon your life. Can I tell you what you are going to do tonight? The glory cannot come without attracting the glory. You must attract the glory. Listen carefully. Never live your life with your intelligence. Never live your life with your wishes. Wishes are good, but if God removes the bondages, wishes remain a wish. Am I speaking here? You are going to live your life on the conscious effort of the divine grace and purpose of the Holy Spirit. You are going to attract. How do I get it? Am I speaking here? The scripture said in Luke and Zacchaeus, glory be to God. He said, today I've come to your house. Am I speaking here? Today I've come to your house and you will never be the same again. What I want to tell you tonight, you may have known God, but I don't just want you to know God. I want you to experience his power. Now just enter into him and say, Lord, I want to attract your glory. And I want to enter into you. I want to know you. I want to do something for you, to do something supernatural in my life. Unusual things that you have never done before. Are you ready here tonight? Now listen carefully. After tonight, tomorrow, you are going to do your own tonight. Tomorrow is not a joke. Tomorrow will start right early because I want to minister to you. Now I told you before that this is my church. So I'm going to minister to you. You know what they call minister? Now some things cannot go except there's an impartation. Am I speaking to somebody here? So there's going to be an impartation. Somebody shout impartation. There's going to be a contact tomorrow. But tonight, you are going to attract the glory. You're going to pray, Father, I attract the glory. Oh God, nobody's answering me. Oh God, I attract the glory. So wherever you are going to rise up like a lion and say, Lord, I attract the glory. And then I attract the glory. And then begin to reject anything that brings stagnation into your life. Anything that hinders purpose into your life. Begin to open your mouth and begin to pray. And say, in the name of Jesus, I begin to destroy them. I begin to cancel them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. God is doing something purposeful in your life already. That the name of the Lord be glorified. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. There is a purpose. There is a purpose. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to listen carefully. You're going to clap your hands while praying. You clap your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything inside me that will resist my deliverance, I command you to go out. You must be violent when you are praying that prayer. Jam your hands and begin to pray. Anything inside me, come on, jam your hand, begin to pray. Anything inside me, I'm not hearing you, I say, jam your hand and pray. Anything inside me that is not going to respond, I command you, come up in the name of Jesus. Begin to jam your hands up. Come on, increase it and pray. I command you, get out in the name of Jesus. Let Krebres to get out. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Mark
Come on, jam your hands and begin to pray. Jam your hands and begin to pray. Thank you all of the shaker. The next to Kata. The dead of all of the shaker. In Jesus' name we pray. All eyes closed, all eyes bow. We just have about 2-3 minutes. All eyes closed, all eyes bow. Why is that individual there that's so tired, fed up of life? It's like you're working for liabilities that is in your country. Every time the burden is so much and it's like nothing seems to happen. You don't know what to do anymore. You can't lay hands to what you have achieved or established. Am I speaking here? With a neighbor here. And you get yourself bothered to an extent that you can't even explain it and you feel like giving up. You even feel like changing the country. Lift up your hands tonight if you are that person I'm talking about. And a new wine is coming upon you this month. That is that individual. All eyes closed, please, all heads bow. Why is that individual? If you are the one, just wave your hand, all eyes closed. If you are the one, can I see you wave your hand? Let me know you are the one. All eyes closed, all heads bow. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. There's a prayer coming forth now. God is doing something already. I've seen the hand. God is doing something already. And just watch after this prayer. A new dawn will open up. And you will testify in the next few days. Amen. There's going to be a shift of a change. Amen. I lift up my right hand of authority. Father, thank you because something is happening already. You told me, don't take that decision. I'm shifting for a change. And Lord in heaven, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, whatever that has been the hindrance and the lock, I bind them in Jesus' name. I pray right now. I know, Lord in heaven, you have revealed it to perfect it. And so I pray right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, this individual will begin to experience a new dawn. And everything that is tying down, the Lord is making a release. Now listen carefully, there is something special that is coming. You have gotten one or two opportunities, but you never saw the light of the day. But this one is going to be a testimony. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, because the Lord has spoken it, I will rejoice with you. We will rejoice with you. And ahead of time, I say congratulations ahead of time. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I hear your amen shout like a thunder? I tell that person, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations in Jesus' name. Now our time is gone. Wherever you sick, lay your hand. Our time is gone. Just bring that in me so that you don't go wrong the way you came. And you have been experiencing this unusual pain inside you. Unusual. You are taking the pain tablet, you have done it, you have done that. I'm talking about somebody here. I know you very well. And then the pain is excruciating inside. Am I speaking here? You've done everything you can explain tonight after this prayer. That pain is gone. Just put your hand there. That pain is gone. That pain is gone. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever you are passing through, whatever pain, I command you get out of that place. I pray for this individual, you are healed tonight. I pray for that individual, you are healed tonight. Come on, come on, come on, come on, speak it to somebody here.
today. Every cloud that cover you, I command get out in the name of Jesus. I speak to somebody here. From today, your feet will announce your testimony. I want you to shout the amen. Let the devil know you're here. I pray in the name of Jesus tonight. There be a surgery for somebody here. There be a surgery for somebody here. I'm not here yet. There be a surgery for somebody here. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Can you just, on your own, between you and your God, sing a good song to God? That song is a sign of a new thing in your life. God begin to sing a new song. Open your mouth and sing that song. You can sing it in your dialect. You can sing it in your language. Open your mouth and sing a new song. Celebrate. Because something different is happening.
Hallelujah.